it's the pictures that tell the story of these sites. In the past, maybe people knew that there was peat extraction going on, but I think, you know, the 62 inspector reports that were released from the EPA this week under the AIE regulations kind of break down each site, and the inspectors have made notes on it, flown drones over the sites and attached all the photos, so you can see exactly what's going on. The scale of the infrastructure on some of these sites is probably what will surprise some people.
And while a certain amount of sites have been identified, and I do know there's a few identified here in this region, while there's a few identified as key sites of concern, that's only the tip of the iceberg, I understand.
Well, they're the largest sites. They're the sites that the EPA would have oversight of. So there would be a lot more sites that would be of a smaller scale, which the EPA don't have any jurisdiction on, so they don't inspect. And then you have sites with illegal peat extraction that aren't under the EPA jurisdiction but are under National Parks and Wildlife jurisdiction. And we don't have any information on them. We've had a couple of information requests into Parks and Wildlife, but they've refused to release the photos and the drone footage that their inspectors have taken where the site is an SAC. Because where it's an SAC, it's Parks and Wildlife that are the competent authority, not the EPA.
What do you hope will happen now off the back of all of this data that you have published?
Well, we're about transparency. So I think, you know, from our perspective, it's getting the information into the public domain. What happens with the sites, that's up to the competent authorities, whether it's Parks and Wildlife, the local authority, or the EPA to take action. I think the enforcement authorities in the past maybe have been reluctant for various political reasons to take action on peat extraction, but there is an EU infringement action against Ireland, and you know, unless we start to prove that we are taking action against these large-scale peat extraction operators, then I guess that EU infringement action will continue.